Today, let's take a look at Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich. Now, the first thing we observe is that his wife is about a foot taller than he is. Now, that's normal in the entertainment industry, but very rare in the real world. And you'll notice a large Adam's apple protruding from the neck of the alleged wife, with a very strong jawline, prominent cheekbones, and brow bone, evidence of plastic surgery, and basically a face more masculine than most guys, with a larger Adam's apple than most guys, and a larger mouth. The only difference between that person and a normal man is that it's wearing a dress and makeup. Now, maybe that's a Budweiser spokesperson. What do you think that is, a man or a woman, or something in between? Lars Ulrich, of course, possibly one of the most wealthy musicians in the world, living the dream in Babylon. He's at the top of the Babylonian food chain. He's got the Androgyn wife. Now, there's Lars as a young child. Is that a boy or a girl? I'm not sure. You know what I mean? His father was a famous tennis player. Kind of looks more like a girl to me, but maybe it's just a girly-looking boy. Don't want to jump to conclusions. What do you think? Now, there he is when he's almost 40 years old right there. All right. I mean, have you ever seen a 40-year-old man looking like that? And the transvestite is basically the new creation. They're divine. They're not human anymore. They've transcended humanity. They're the channel to the gods. He's in touch with the ethereal realm. So there it is. Just an example. Don't mean to pick on little Lars there. Very successful person in this world. Very wealthy. And he's in one of the biggest bands in the world. They went down to the crossroads. Yeah, so, you know, it's just the way it is. The rock stars, actors, politicians, CEOs, the ruling class, the elite. And they always have a larger Adam's apple than the husband. And the wives always have a larger penis than the husband as well. Eventually, you got to connect the dots and maybe start to figure out what's going on.
You know, you see people, they think that he's like red. He's got a goatee and a pointy tail and stuff like that. He doesn't. He's very beautiful. He's an angel. Why would he look like some monster? He's capable of looking just like you.